Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. Every week, he takes what happens in the news and explains how it affects you and your real estate. Brad is a licensed California real estate broker and general contractor with over four decades of experience in real estate sales, construction, and property management. Real Talk is sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00905326. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production.
Welcome to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey, broadcasting from the formerly free state of California. And there's one California editor that we'll talk about that wrote an editorial about not liking conservatives, calling you comrades, or talking about California, Commie-fornia, or calling it a formerly free state. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there's not much going on this week in the news, except the war in the Middle East, which might be escalating to World War III. You know, everything's cool and calm, nothing going on. The Trump trial that's going on, his falsified business records trial, which they like to call the hush money trial. You know how they pick the name for the trial? It's a falsified business records trial, but it's really a hush money trial about a porn star and a businessman who paid her off to be quiet, a Soviet-style show trial by a prosecutor who ran for office on the promise that he would find a crime to go after Trump for, and he found, or he made up a crime. But think about this. We all probably break some law every day that we don't even know because there's so many laws. And what if a district attorney decided that they hated your business and you, and they were going to find something that you did wrong, no matter how little, and they were going to make the biggest case of it that they could? This is Soviet Union-style law. And I don't like it, and I don't like it against anyone, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, but it goes on, and we'll watch it happening. Also, this week, the interest rates hit the highest level since November, based on that, you know, that moderate inflation that's not really there, that you can't see. It's all fine, don't look, but the inflation is there, so interest rates rose again to their highest levels for 30-year mortgages since November. The Attorney General, Rob Bonta, is suing Huntington Beach for passing a law that said that you have to have identification to vote, picture identification to vote in an election. So California is suing the city of Huntington Beach that democratically approved an initiative on their ballot that said they want to know that their elections are safe and secure and that the people that are voting are who they said they were. California says no, this discourages voting. And part of that law that they're suing over says that where there are drop boxes where you collect ballots, that there need to be cameras watching those, and they're suing over that as well. Which, by the way, in Tulare County, our drop boxes have cameras there because they're also right beside the box that's where you drop off your property taxes, and they say, smile, you're on camera. But Bonta believes that photographing drop boxes intimidates voters to not vote, knowing that there's a camera showing you drop your ballot in, right? Understand, comrades, there's no cheating going on. You don't need to have any ID to vote. Just believe me, I am who I said I am. And if you want to prove who you are, this is discouraging people from voting. But don't worry, our elections are safe. There's no cheating. The Attorney General also suing over the proposition on the ballot to limit taxes. That's right. Attorney General Bonta is suing about democratic processes. When they say that this is the battle for democracy, if you elect Trump, you're ending democracy. No, if you keep electing these leftists who appoint people and elect people like Bonta and Newsom to office, you are destroying democracy. So in a democracy, they voted that they wanted election integrity, and the state's suing them over that. We don't like that a court ruled that if there's an initiative locally that raises taxes, meaning that any city that wants to raise taxes for any special project just has to get a nonprofit or a local organization to join in with them to raise taxes, and they break Proposition 13 and they don't need a supermajority or two-thirds to pass it. They just need a majority to pass it. So there's a proposition to overturn that court law, and Attorney General Bonta is suing to get this off of the ballot. And in the meantime, again, there was this editorial that ran also in the Fresno Bee, but ran in Northern California, claiming that California is the pillar of freedom and that it is not Commie-fornia. And that people like me who say, California comrades, you are living in a socialist state, are lying to you. And here's the proof that this is not a communist state. This is their bedrock. Look at the economy of California. We're the fifth in the world, if ranked as a nation, that we have the most millionaires and billionaires. And also, brothers, understand this. Oh, wait, comrades, I can't call you brothers. In a true Marxist state, you would not be able to own property, and the proceeds of the ownership of property would be the state and businesses, and it would be equally distributed. And the proof that it's not a Marxist state, according to this editorial, the proof of California, true proof, is not only does California have the most millionaires and billionaires, it has the highest poverty in the nation. And this is proof it's not socialist, because in a true Marxist state, they'd be redistributing that wealth equally amongst everyone. You got it? Got it, comrades? That's proof that we're not a Marxist society. The proof is we have the highest poverty in the nation. That's proof. Not understanding that every single time socialist policies have been enacted, dictatorships and Marxism has been enacted, that the end result of Marxism and communist policies is that you have the haves and the have-nots. You have the controlling class that has all of the money, and everybody else is at the bottom. That's what happens when you have Marxist policies, and they eventually destroy every country that does it, and every state, like California, which somehow went from a budget surplus to a budget deficit. But we're not Marxist Californians. Just because we tell you what you can do, that anybody can vote, just because we tell you with 1,000 laws introduced and signed into law every year controlling every aspect of your life, it's not Marxist. We're not dictators. Even though we locked you up under COVID and we told you you couldn't even walk on the beach, we're not Marxist. We're not dictators. And proof of that is the millionaires. Got it, comrades? Understand what's going on. And the battle continues in California over our rights. See, I firmly believe that California socialists, the ones running our government right now, the one-party rule, does want to take away all of your property rights. And the examples of that are they're trying to destroy private property rights, landlords. They do not believe, again, this is their stated creed, that property is too important to be in the hands of individuals. The state should control it. So the state of California has passed stricter and stricter landlord-tenant laws, especially under COVID, because you couldn't evict anybody under COVID. Remember, that would not be right or fair, even if they didn't pay their rent, even if they were destroying your property. But California has passed stricter and stricter laws on what you can and can't do as a landlord. For example, the Tenant Protection Act says that once you rent to someone, they become a tenant for life. If you are qualified under that, now individuals are exempt from it, but they're trying to break that exemption, but they become tenants for life. If I own a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex, or greater, once I rent to someone, I now cannot evict them. They can live there for life as long as they pay their rent and obey most of the rules of my establishment. This is designed to break ownership. You've all seen the stories about the squatters' rights, about how the squatters move into properties and the squatters can't be kicked out. They're immediately given rights just like a tenant, and you have to go through months of legal battles to get them out. And the next thing that they're doing, the other rights that they're giving to the state, is that because they don't like, say, vacation rentals, say that I own a house in the mountains and I only rent it occasionally and I only stay there occasionally, but it's my second home. This creates housing shortages in these areas where vacation rentals are popular, like Lake Tahoe. And so they're passing initiatives and bills that say if your house sits vacant, that you have to pay a tax on the house for keeping it vacant, not creating housing. What they're trying to do is stop individuals from owning rental properties. See, this tax on vacant properties is to stop you from keeping them vacant. So if I owned a second home in Lake Tahoe and I didn't want to rent it, why might I not want to rent it? Because if I rented my second home in Lake Tahoe under California law, if I rented it for 2 weeks but the tenant decided to stay over, it might take me 90 days to kick the tenant out who became a squatter, and that squatter might destroy the property in that 90 days, might take it down to the studs, pulling the sheetrock out and selling the very wiring in the house, and I could not have them arrested or kicked out. So I might choose that if I owned the second home in Lake Tahoe, I don't want to rent it, because the California rental laws are so strict that once I rent to someone, I can't get them back out for months, no matter what damage they do to the property. So when I buy a property, I can examine the risks of owning it. I can examine the costs of owning my property. I can figure out what the mortgage payment will be. I can figure out what the taxes and insurance will be. I can figure out what realistic maintenance would be to maintain the property, to paint it, to change the carpets, to replace the roof when it's old. I can figure all of those things. But the one thing I can't figure out is the cost of the bureaucratic regulation on my property. The cost of what will happen when I want to change tenants if I rent the property, or if I'm not even able to get the tenant out at all. And so this discourages people from owning property that they would rent, because they set the laws so strictly that I may not be able to get my property back. But understand, California comrades, when I call you comrades and when I talk about the Marxist state, I'm wrong. Proof positive of this is the multimillionaires and billionaires in California that are growing while the rest of the population, the middle class, is fleeing. Got it, comrades? You are mistaken in believing that this all-powerful state, controlling everything that you do in every aspect of your life, is communism. This is freedom at its best, comrades. This is Brad Maskey. When I come back, we're going to talk about interest rates, new laws, court cases, and what's going on in California, and I'll be right back.
How should you go about choosing your mortgage lender? Why does it matter? The answer is customization. Everybody's needs are different. Customization is key, and at Vero Mortgage, you are why they exist. Vero specializes in conventional loans, refinance loans, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. That means you have access to a customized mortgage solution from Vero Mortgage, and all right here in the Central Valley. Underwriters from Vero Mortgage are in-house and local throughout Central California, with offices in Visalia, Hanford, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo. Contact Jeremy Engel at Vero Mortgage today. Apply online at jeremyengel.com. Local, in-house, customized mortgage solutions are available to access now. You can reach Jeremy Engel at 559-734-5000. Vero Mortgage is a division of Country Club Mortgage, NMLS number 244-800.
Our children today are subjected to incredible challenges, things we never imagined when I was growing up. The internet and social media, cell phones that are able to take instant pictures that can be shared and never taken back, the indoctrination of children by our schools and society into sexual stimulation and into sexualization, in some cases leading to gender dysphoria.
This isn't a political problem. This isn't, a social problem. It's not even exactly a moral problem. This is evil incarnate. This is evil in our kids' ears, leading them to death. Because the other thing you need to know is that 40% of kids who transition commit suicide.
Hannah and Brian need our help. Our community needs our help. If you're interested in learning more, go to my website, realtalkbrad.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
I'm proud to have Mike Lindell as a sponsor. My wife and I use his towels, his sheets, his slippers, and his pillows. They're reasonably priced. They're made in America. The gel insoles are wonderful in the slippers. Conservatives are under attack, and Mike has stepped up to support us. Please help support this patriot and our show by going to MyPillow.com/Brad and entering the promo code Brad for huge discounts on all of his products. Or go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brad for huge discounts, or call 800-895-1243. 800-895-1243.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey. And if you missed part of today's show and all of my shows, or at least lots of them, are available so you can download them at your pleasure at realtalkbrad.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio is a good place to get them, and I'm glad to be on air. So thank you very much for supporting my sponsors. That is, you know, how you stay on air. This is how businesses work, unless you're NPR. If you're NPR, you don't need sponsors because the government will simply support you with cash because you will promote the deep state's agenda and ideas. I mean, you don't have to make a profit if you have the deep state supporting you, right, comrades? The deep state does not support or approve of my messages, so I do need your help so I can stay on air. So we talked earlier today in the first segment about what's going on. World War III might be happening, about the politicization of our law system, going after your political opponents, how bad America looks to the rest of the world when that happens, which is not good for us, but how California is the leader in this, the leader in taking away our rights, the leader in suing us to fight us so we can't have our rights. But one of the rights we have in California is the ability to put propositions on the ballot. But the strange thing about California law that lets us put propositions on the ballot is that the attorney general gets to name the proposition. The law says that the attorney general is supposed to put a name on the proposition that is neutral, that defines what the proposition does. So have you ever seen a neutral name on a proposition that's on the ballot introduced by California? For example, Proposition 47, which let criminals out of jail early, which allowed them to steal up to $950 a day without any harm to them, right? No harm, no foul. Steal $950 a day to support your drug habit. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You won't go to jail. Well, what was that named? The Safe Neighborhoods Act. This is the Safe Neighborhoods Act. You're going to make everything safer because these poor minorities were put in jail for no reason. These poor underclass, whatever the color, they were put in jail for no reason, right? So this is the Safe Neighborhoods Act, which releases prisoners from jail and which allows people to steal without consequences. These are neutral names. Neutral names. And one of the court battles that's going on right now is over one of those neutral names. So there's a proposition that's been, they're trying to gather signatures for it. And the purpose of this proposition is to stop the state from doing the things that they're doing to our children. Now, in my final segment today, I'm going to talk about BrineKnit, who I sponsor. And BrineKnit is a local organization in Visalia that's working to become a statewide organization and maybe a national organization. And they offer counseling, biblical-based counseling to Gen Z to help Gen Z. But what this proposition is about what our schools are doing, what our society is doing, but what California in particular is doing in taking away parental rights. So you understand right now in California that if your male child decides that he is a she, that the school can't and won't tell you. If your male child who is prepubescent or barely reaching puberty decides this, they also can get counseling about how to take puberty blockers and other drugs to change their own sex before they even know who they are, before they're even comfortable with themselves. They can't do anything. So there's a proposition that says we want to stop this. There's a proposition that says that in California, well, they're gathering signatures for the proposition. In California, they want to stop the gender neutering of children. They want to, because you're really not making a he, a she, you're neutering them. As much as the neuters of the slaves, where they cut off their genitals, because that's what they're doing, cutting off their genitals, you're neutering children before they've even reached an age where they know what they are, what they're doing, before their brains have even developed, right? So they have a proposition that says you can't do this in California. They're trying to get this out, get signatures, and get it on the ballot. So what does Rob Bonta name this? The name that the people that are doing the proposition, they want to call it Protecting Parental Rights. Does that sound like a good name for it? Protecting parental rights. Your children cannot make those decisions on their own. They can't buy cigarettes. They can't buy alcohol. They can't get a tattoo. There are things they can't do till their brains are fully formed. They can't drive a car whenever they want, right? There are certain things we realize they don't have the maturity to do yet. So protecting parental rights was the suggested name. What does Rob Bonta want to call this? Attorney General Rob Bonta, what's the name he wants on it? Restricts Rights of Transgender Youth. So I'm out trying to get proposition signatures, and the title of my proposition is Restricts Rights of Transgender Youth. But I want the name to be Protecting Parental Rights. So there's a lawsuit going on over the naming of this proposed proposition. It's supposed to be settled this week about whether this is what Bonta can do. And again, this is what they've always done. This is, you know, our in California, we can do these initiatives. We pass the initiatives and these propositions, and they change California law and even the Constitution. But the Attorney General gets to name them. I mean, think of the most famous proposition of all, the one that you all know, which is Proposition 13. Proposition 13 was introduced and passed and circulated by an angry man from Southern California, Howard Jarvis, who said, this is insane. This constant raising of property taxes is insane. And he passed this really fair proposition that says when you buy property, we can set the value of your property. The value can't go up more than 2% per year, and the tax rate can only be 1%. I think it's one of the nicest, best laws California has ever had. Governor Brown, young Jerry Brown at the time, hated it, fought tooth and nail against it, but the voters liked it, and the voters said, this is what we want. Proposition 13 further said that if you want to raise taxes on individuals, whether you do it legislatively or via a proposition, that you must have a two-thirds majority to do it. Two-thirds of the legislature must agree to tax increases, the same as if you put a proposition out there, two-thirds of the citizens must approve of it. Of course, the court is beginning to chip at that and knock that down, and they did that in a battle that happened in Fresno, where there was a proposition in Fresno to raise taxes that they thought should only pass by a majority rule, not a two-thirds majority rule, right? So the court said that because there were outside groups that were supporting that particular tax, that therefore it wasn't a government tax, and so it could pass with a simple majority. So there's a proposition that's going to be on the ballot that says that no, all of these taxes need a two-thirds majority to pass, just like Proposition originally said, just like we've been operating under since 1978, it takes a two-thirds majority. What is our legislature's thoughts about this? Number one, they're suing to keep it off the ballot. Remember, we are not communist. We are not Marxist. We believe in a free and open society. We believe in live and let live and democracy, unless democracy goes against what we tell you to do, comrades. So you want to make it two-thirds so we can pass more taxes? No, comrades. We're going to sue to keep that off the ballot. And just in case that doesn't work, We're introducing as the legislature another ballot that says that if you pass this thing that says it takes two-thirds to do this, then everything that you do takes two-thirds. Understand, comrades, we're going to make it impossible for you to do anything. And we'll go into those battling propositions once we're sure what's on it. But this is what we're up against in California, is this constant battle for our property rights, for our rights to own and keep our own property. Again, I talked in my opening monologue, my rant, as I call it, about how California is trying to stop private property ownership. And again, the kind of legislation that's introduced every year are things that say, like, well, corporations own too much property in California. We need to stop them from owning it. Corporations and limited liability companies are secretive, so we don't know who really owns it. So we've got legislation introduced to reveal who is the owner of the LLC. You must know who that is. These are the kinds of legislation that are being introduced to limit your rights to own stuff. And by the way, in the study of how much property is owned by corporations, because they're buying everything and you can't buy it, right? They own all of the private property in California. How much is really owned in California? It's not even 5% by corporations. And in fact, if you go to 10 properties or more, 11 properties or more, it's less than 9%. So they don't really own everything, California comrades. They're just claiming that we need to take away their rights to buy property. Got it? Do as I say. Ignore the facts, because if I say it, it must be true. That's what we're up against. This is Brad Maskey. When we come back, we're going to talk about the rising interest rates and what we have to do to protect our rights in California.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
I'm proud to have Mike Lindell as a sponsor. My wife and I use his towels, his sheets, his slippers, and his pillows. They're reasonably priced. They're made in America. The gel insoles are wonderful in the slippers. Conservatives are under attack, and Mike has stepped up to support us. Please help support this patriot and our show by going to MyPillow.com/Brad and entering the promo code Brad for huge discounts on all of his products. Or go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brad for huge discounts, or call 800-895-1243. 800-895-1243. My longtime Real Talk listeners will know that I only recommend people that I would do business with that I do business with. I've been in real estate for over 40 years now, and Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage, who is one of my sponsors, is one of the people that I trust to be honest with you. The benefits to having a local lender, a mortgage broker who is local, is that they have in-house underwriting, meaning that they understand your situation in the valley. There's someone you can talk to. You're not just talking to a salesman. You're talking to somebody who lives near you, around you, in your town when you call them. Vero Mortgage does FHA, VA, USDA, conventional financing, and they're not salespeople. They're people who will listen to your story. They're people who will help you to get the best loan that you can get. You can reach Jeremy at 734-5000, NMLS number 244-800. Our children today are subjected to incredible challenges, things we never imagined when I was growing up. The internet and social media, cell phones that are able to take instant pictures that can be shared and never taken back. The indoctrination of children by our schools and society into sexual stimulation and into sexualization, in some cases leading to gender dysphoria.
I have this book called Who Are You? And this book is a book that is stocked in every kindergarten that uses the Prevention Plus curriculum. It goes all through how, speaking to 4 and 5 year olds, it goes all through how, you know, when you were born, your adults made a guess about whether you were a girl or a boy. But that's something that only you can know for yourself.
Hannah and Brynit need our help. Our community needs our help. If you're interested in learning more, go to my website, realtalkbrad.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk. Real Talk is the right side of real estate. If you missed part of today's show and all my shows are available so you can download them and listen at your pleasure at realtalkbrad.com. That's right, or wherever you get your podcasts, go look for it. And there's also other stuff on my website, like how you could get in contact with Brynit, which is an organization that I support in Visalia. In the final segment, we're going to talk about Brynit. I went to a presentation last night, an educational presentation on Thursday night, in which they described what's happening in our schools, what's happening to Gen Z. And it's really scary what's happening to our kids. And in case you don't know, Gen Z is starting to become the future leaders of our country. And they are at an age where they've been through a lot. And we'll talk about it in the final segment, but it's important that we learn about what we have to do to help and protect our children. So, and I also talked in the first segment about interest rates, that they've gone up again, back up to the levels where they were in November. And it's really funny because I was driving to Sacramento this week, and on the way, I must have heard 5 commercials from lenders and real estate brokers and companies saying that interest rates are going down, and so now is the time to buy. And I realized that these commercials were cut a couple of weeks ago, but basically what happened is that the Federal Reserve met, and the Federal Reserve said that before the election, because inflation is so low and we're getting it under control, that we're going to cut interest rates at least 2 more times, the federal discount rate probably 2 more quarter point cuts between now and November. And so all of these advertisers jumped on and said, look, we better start advertising now because interest rates are going down. But guess what happens when they find out that they're wrong? As they're always wrong. The economic experts are always wrong. Did you ever notice that? They tell us inflation is going down, and then the report comes out and inflation actually went up. And it's getting worse, not better. How does that happen? They're overspending trillions of dollars and putting all this money in circulation, and somehow that's causing inflation to continue to rise. How could that be? But anyway, these ads said that interest rates are going down, and they are not going down. They are going up. They're back up over 7% again for 30-year fixed mortgages, rates we hadn't seen since November. So when you hear those ads, they're wrong. And that's why I ask you to do business with people that I trust, like Jeremy Engel, because this is someone who will tell you the truth about what the real rate is, not fool you into thinking that it's something different. Anyway, so that rising interest rates is, of course, affecting the real estate market. We still have a massive shortage of houses, but we have high interest that makes it harder to buy them. And on top of that, in California, we have an insurance crisis. It is hard to get insurance, and insurance is going up. And in fact, 2 more insurers left the California market this week, making less and less people that are willing to write property insurance in California. And I talked about it briefly last week, but I want to talk about it one more time. What can you do to make sure you don't get canceled by your insurance company? What are the things that you can do? Well, first of all, if you're in a fire hazard area, this is just common sense. You should be doing it anyway. You need to do everything you can to make your house fire resistant. I mean, it's common sense that you want to clear stuff away from your house 50 to 100 feet. It's common sense that you want to plant things around your house that don't easily burn. It's common sense that you don't want a wooden roof that can catch on fire if an ember comes through. It's common sense that right next to your house, you keep things clear so that when the ashes blow next to it, they don't catch on fire and catch your house on fire, the burning embers, that there's nothing that will easily ignite. I mean, those are the common sense things you do if you're in a fire hazard area. But I'm not in a fire hazard area. What do I do? We, little known to you, but insurance companies are so worried about the risks because of the high cost of building in California, because of the cost of building permits and rebuilding after a fire. And there's an important court case I want to talk about that we won for private property rights last week about the cost of those building permits. But what can you do about that? What do you do? What are the insurers doing? They're sending drones out. They're flying over your property with a drone. If that drone flies over your house and they see obviously damaged roofing where it looks like the water could leak, and that drone flies over your house and sees your backyard is piled with junk, or the weeds in your backyard are 2 or 3 feet tall, and right now, as it's starting to get warm, as we're getting into the 80s and spring has sprung, and they see these brown weeds back there that are a fire hazard, or they see junk piled up around your house, or they take a picture from the front and they see the disrepair, what are they saying? If this is what the outside of your house looks like, what's going on inside? You probably haven't made the minor repairs you need to do to keep your house safe inside. You probably are not taking care of your house, and we don't want to take that risk to insure you. So property owners, if you want to keep your house insured, you do not have to have money to do these things, but you do need to pick up the trash in your yards. You do need to mow your lawns. You do need to trim your shrubs and hedges and keep it cleaned up and keep it looking like it's maintained. You do need to look for flaking and peeling paint. You do need to regularly, once a year, once every 3 years, have somebody take a look at your roof and make minor repairs and seal around the vents on your roof and do those things, because they're using drones to take a look at those things to say, are you maintaining your house? And if you're not maintaining your house, do I want to insure it? And I think that if I were insuring you, I were protecting you, that would be a reasonable thing to do. I know that people are fighting about this invasion of privacy. They flew a drone over my house and they did an inspection. The only thing I fault the companies on for doing that is that when they cancel you after the drone flew over your property, they're not allowing you to see what the drone saw or what the reason is for the cancellation. But why are they not telling you that? Why are they not revealing what they did? Because California law is so strict and the state song is sue ya, that they are afraid if they tell you what they saw when they flew the drone over, that somehow that will create the grounds for the attorneys in California to do a class action lawsuit and to come back after them. So they can't release it because California, even though comrades, we're not communists, we have more millionaires and billionaires than anywhere. We don't equally distribute the wealth. Understand that, comrades. You have to listen to my first segment if you want to understand that. Comrades, they are controlling what you do. They're allowing the attorneys to sue the companies freely because, remember, understand this, big business bad, you state government good. Big business bad, state government control good. Remember that. Unless, of course, you're one of the chosen industries. If you're a chosen industry, if you're a green energy industry, if you believe in their laws, you're good, comrades. You're very good. So remember that when you're thinking about it, green energy good, green business good, even if they're ripping you off. And there's lawsuits going on all over in Southern California about these people that go door to door and knock on your door and tell you you have to get solar, which you do, and that they're going to give you solar for free, which they're not. but you must get solar. You can get it for free. And they're going door to door to get solar on these roofs. So they're doing a couple of things wrong. Number one, they're telling them it's free, which it's not. Number two, they may not be giving them very favorable terms when they rent their roof from them. They're signing them up for payments of $300+ a month for 20 years. At the end of the 20 years, they still don't own the solar panels, which may be worthless at the end of 20 years. They're not agreeing to maintain the solar panels for 20 years, so they may not even work during that time period. And they're putting them on roofs that need to be completely replaced before they put them on. But that's okay, comrades, because it's green energy and they're given the right to go scam consumers in the name of green energy. You see, this is how it works in California. Protect yourselves against that. Don't do that. Make sure that if you get solar, which you must, if you want to afford your power, if you like air conditioning in the summer in the San Joaquin Valley, if you don't get solar within 5 years, you will be using your ceiling fan and ice. You'll be buying blocks of ice to cool yourself because you will not be able to afford power in California. That's how free, cheap, and easy green energy is. But investigate the company that's putting it on. Make sure they're reputable. Make sure that there's a maintenance program, because the idea that you must now maintain your own power source instead of paying a utility company to do it is green energy. This is what it's all about, comrades. Follow the rules and you will do well. Yes, comrades, we, the state, know better. But you're going to have to buy solar because it's a fact that between now and 2027, that base rate that's now maybe 37 cents a kilowatt hour will rise to a level that will probably be greater than 60 cents a kilowatt hour by 2027. That's where it's going to be. Your base rate will be 60 cents a kilowatt hour, and that's when the consumers will really start saying no, no, no. This is Brad Maskey. I'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
My wife and I use the MyPillow products. They're reasonably priced. They're made in America. Please help support this patriot and our show. Go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brad for huge discounts on all of his products. My longtime Real Talk listeners will know that I only recommend people that I would do business with, that I do business with. I've been in real estate for over 40 years now, and Jeremy Engel with Vero Mortgage, who is one of my sponsors, is one of the people that I trust to be honest with you. The benefits to having a local lender, a mortgage broker who is local, is that they have in-house underwriting, meaning that they understand your situation in the valley. There's someone you can talk to. You're not just talking to a salesman. You're talking to somebody who lives near you, around you, in your town when you call them. Vero Mortgage does FHA, VA, USDA, conventional financing, and they're not salespeople. They're people who will listen to your story. They're people who will help you to get the best loan that you can get. You can reach Jeremy at 734-5000, NMLS number 244-800. Our children today are subjected to incredible challenges, things we never imagined when I was growing up. The internet and social media, cell phones that are able to take instant pictures that can be shared and never taken back, the indoctrination of children by our schools and society into sexual stimulation and into sexualization, in some cases leading to gender dysphoria.
This isn't a political problem. This isn't, a social problem. It's not even exactly a moral problem. This is evil incarnate. This is evil in our kids' ears, leading them to death. Because the other thing you need to know is that 40% of kids who transition commit suicide.
Hannah and Brynit need our help. Our community needs our help. If you're interested in learning more, go to my website, realtalkbrad.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Brad Maskey. If you have questions for Brad, send an email to realtalkbrad@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Real Talk, California comrades. This is Brad Maskey, and you're listening to Real Talk. If you missed part of today's show and all of my shows are available so you can download them and listen at your pleasure at realtalkbrad.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also go there. You can sign up to get the download so that when it comes out at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings when we upload it, you can listen at your pleasure if you're not in your car or not working or not somewhere where you can listen to the radio on Saturday afternoon on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400. If you can't listen in there, then use the podcast to listen. And again, thank you for supporting my sponsors. Thank you for supporting sponsors like the Patriot that is out there, Mike Lindell, who's also under attack. And isn't it a crazy society where they're using lawfare to go after every single Trump supporter? They're going after his attorneys. They're going after businesses. They're going after anyone who ever supported Trump because they can't win in the public ideas battle. They can't win based on their ideas. They have to cheat to win. And we know that they cheat to win. And they will admit they cheat. And do you know why they cheat? Because if you're right and you're fighting for the right cause, it's okay to cheat. This is the left belief. This is what you're battling against. And as Brian Nitz says, as we hear in that ad, this is not Republican or Democrat. This is a battle against evil. When people believe that what they believe in is so good that they can do anything they want to impose that belief upon you because they're so right, that's nothing but evil. That's nothing but the devil controlling them and telling them. But this is what the radical left in America has become, is that they have become an agent for Satan in what they do. They believe that they are so right that it's okay if they do these things to prove that they are right. I mean, this is their lawfare. They're suing people for using the laws to do the things they want to do, which is what they say America is all about. But comrades, if you don't do what they want you to do, then it's wrong. So they'll sue you. They'll throw you in jail. Look at the January 6th stuff. Did you see any of that going on with the George Floyd riots? Remember the lie of George Floyd that he was simply killed by the police, that this guy that had meth in his mouth that was a drug addict that had robbed a store or tried to rob a store, passed off counterfeit bills, that refused to obey the police, he was murdered. And so they riot and destroy and do billions of dollars worth of damage. And this is okay. But if you were in the Capitol on January 6th, and I'm going to tell you right now that if you broke out windows and you attacked policemen, I think that you are guilty of a crime and you should be punished. But is the punishment fair? They're still going after these. This is the biggest manhunt in FBI history. This is because you aren't thinking right, comrades. And this is the power of evil over us. But this is just one portion of it. I want you to think about our kids. Again, I went to a presentation about this ministry in Visalia that's growing, this ministry to help Gen Z. Gen Z is from 1997 to 2017, I can't remember where the end of Gen Z is, 2018. Let's see, the oldest Gen Zer, 1997 is when it started. But you got to think about what they've grown up with. They've grown up with the World Trade Center. They've grown up with COVID. They've grown up with this, all these battles that have gone on. At the same time, they've been totally attacked by our system. There's no support anymore. These kids have grown up in total confusion. And the reason that they're important is because, again, Gen Z born in 1997 is about to become 27 years old. These are our future leaders. These are the ones that they're trying to transgender at this point to confuse them totally about their sexuality. And the churches are not doing their job. The churches are not equipped to deal with this. They're not equipped to understand what our kids are going through. And that's what a ministry like Brian Nitz does. Again, think of this when we talk about that this is evil. Other countries are starting to realize that taking minor children and destroying them medically for the rest of their lives is not a good thing. Making them a eunuch is not a good thing. I mean, isn't that a natural thing? Wouldn't people just automatically get that? Wouldn't you automatically understand that taking a 12-year-old boy and making him a eunuch is child abuse? How is it that they're able to convince the population of California that this is a child's right to become a eunuch? That this is a child's right to create, to have surgeries that for the rest of their lives will make them need medical care, but won't change the mental issues that they're having? How is that a child's right, but the parents have no rights? You see, this is how twisted this is. This is why I say it's evil. This is why I say we need to become grounded in the Bible, the Word of God, because God did create us male and female. It says so in Genesis. If you're a Christian and you believe that, you are created male and female, and you're created that way for a purpose, and I believe that. I tell people I am a Sabbath keeper. Sabbath is Saturday. The Lord never changed it. It's in the Ten Commandments. I'm okay with Sunday worship. I do that too. But the Sabbath is Saturday. I believe that and I know that. And I'm a Christ follower. And I'm looking what's happening in this world. And you're all seeing what's happening in this world. Right is wrong. It's all relative. There's no judgment. And think about the kids growing up where they're not taught that there are any rules. But again, let's be clear. If the church only teaches rules, if that's all the church is teaching is rules, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. This is the rules. And we're all sinners. And all of us break those rules, every single one of us. Then what do you think in your mind? I have failed. I cannot ever live up to the standard that I've been given to live up to. And so you have these kids that are under this great turmoil, all this weird stuff going on in the country, all of these things. They're being told that right is wrong, that you can do whatever you want, you can be whatever you want to be, there's no rules. And the rules, if they're in a Christ-following family, a Bible-following family, that they can never be good enough, that they can never match it. If that's how they're being raised, it's no wonder that they're confused out there, because, you know, Christ followers, we have to understand that God is love. God is about forgiveness. And that's why Jesus died on the cross, is to forgive our sins, because we're sinners. And we need some understanding for these people. But they're brought up in this environment where they don't know very much. Their brains aren't formed. And we're allowing our schools to destroy them. We're allowing our society in California to destroy them. Good versus evil. You know, again, Planned Parenthood. What a name. Does Planned Parenthood mean that you're careful and you're safe and you use birth control and you don't have children until you're ready financially to do it, that you think about it, that you get training in how to raise a child, how to take care of a child, you get some financial support for the diapers and the medical costs so that when you do make the choice to have a child, that you're ready? That's what you envision with Planned Parenthood. But no, Planned Parenthood says have free, unprotected sex, although we'll give you a condom if you want it, and we'll check you for sexually transmitted diseases, but it's your reproductive right. And if you accidentally get pregnant, we'll kill the baby for you. Without any questions asked, don't tell your parents about it. We'll do it. You see the euphemisms of the left because they tell you it's not a baby, it's a clump of cells. But understand that when God created this earth and he created man and he created him in his image, he created you male and female. He made major biological differences between men and women. And he did those for a reason. He did those to make us male and female. And last night I heard, and I have not read it yet, but between men and women, just human men and women, there are more than 30,000 biological differences in our plumbing and in the makeup of ourselves, our bodies, and all of the things that make up male and female. 30,000 differences between us. We are male and female. So when they start cutting parts off of a person, when they start cutting the breasts off of a woman, when they start cutting the penis off of a male, They did not turn that male into a female. And I had a great talk last night from a lady who has really, really lived this life, because she was turned into a male because that's what she thought she was going to be. Well, she thought she was a man because she was so empty inside, they convinced her to become a man. So she had body parts cut off. But when her breasts were cut off and she was given the hormone treatments to let her start to grow hair, and so that her voice got deeper, she said, "You know what was wrong? I said, I'm still not a man. I'm still, what does it take for me to finally become a man? I've had pieces of me cut off. And now I'm just missing pieces. Now I just have issues with that." Then she had her body changed so she could never have babies. And she still wasn't a man. She was still who she was, empty inside and hurting, needing God in her life, not needing her body parts cut off, needing somebody to understand and care for her. And she found Christ. And she grew up in a church family, but in the church family, it was a family of laws and rules, and she could never live up to those rules, so she felt she wasn't loved. But where did she find love? She found love and support in the gay, lesbian, trans community. They made her feel loved and accepted, and they said, "You will be accepted with us." But she was still empty inside. She still was female, but she didn't know how to be a woman. She hadn't been raised to be a woman to do womanly things because she had fought it and battled it. But cutting pieces off of her did not make her a woman, nor just cutting pieces off of young men and destroying their ability, sterilizing them for life while they're children. That does not solve their mental issues. California, this is an important vote that you have coming up, and you'll be voting and voting and voting. But these are issues you need to realize are on the ballot, and they are. There are in who you choose, because they get to appoint the officials that go after these people. This is Brad Maskey. You're listening to Real Talk. I'll be back again next week, and we'll talk about all of these issues and more. Thanks for listening in. Sponsored by Realty Stars, California Department of Real Estate, license number 00903526. Real Talk is a Brad Maskey production.